Unit 11. Speaking Activity 1.
In this part of the test, I'm going to give each of you two photographs. I'd like you to talk about your photographs on your own for about a minute and also to answer a short question about your partner's photographs. It's your turn first. Here are your two photographs. They show people travelling in remote regions. I'd like you to compare the photographs and say what people learn from going on trips like these.
Both these photographs show people on expeditions. In the first photograph, there is a group of people. I'm not sure exactly where they are, but it could be the North Pole or somewhere like that, because they are all wearing very warm outdoor clothing, and there is a lot of snow on the ground. There is a light plane to their right, so they must be somewhere quite difficult to get to by road. I think the plane might have come to pick them up at the end of their journey. The people are all carrying heavy backpacks and are dragging big bags that might have tents or some other kind of equipment in them. It's hard to see their faces, but I imagine they are looking forward to going home. They must have achieved what they set out to do. In some ways, the second photograph is similar, because, again, we see someone in a very remote part of the world. Like the people in the first photograph, this person seems to be very warmly dressed, and we can see some snow on the mountains in the background, so presumably it's very cold. The main difference is that this person is alone, or at least we don't see anyone else in the photograph. Also, he is travelling by bicycle, whereas the people in the other photograph were probably using dog sleds or travelling on foot. It could be somewhere like the Himalayas or the Andes, but I'm not really sure. I think the people in both photographs must have learnt a lot about the environments they have travelled through, but also about themselves. The people in the first photograph will have learned about how to get on with each other and how to work in a team, while the person on the bicycle will have learned to cope with loneliness and fear.